Hey, this is James Bona, and this is the Great Movies Podcast. And I have a guest here named Jim Bona.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I am well, thank you.
Now, I've heard that you're pretty old.
Well, I am old, Jay. Actually, that's true.
Okay. Alright, well, I'm glad you're telling the truth. But, I've heard you're a bit older than just a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little painful to admit just how old I am, but I guess if we're going to be honest, I have to admit my full age. Is that right?
Yeah, this is a truthful podcast.
Okay, I'm 48.
48. That's actually not half bad, to be honest. But...
Alright.
I mean... A bit chubby, but, you know... No judgment. I like food, too.
All right.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions on like what movies you like and what type of movies.
All right.
Quotes, movie types, questions, answers.
Right. Q&A, I got you. That's a
podcast. Makes sense. Yeah. Got it. So what I was talking about in the first podcast was, you know, how people all have different different genres and different types of movie and comedy and drama and all types of, you know, improv or wherever they like. And I found it to be interesting how everyone has a different idea. So I wanted to interview a few people and see what they like.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Okay, what is your favorite genre of movies?
Well, there's a few I like. I would say definitely war would be a genre, and science fiction would be another one. They're probably my two favorite.
Okay. Do you know why, or is it just...
I've always liked... my father was in the military, so I've always liked military-type films. The action of it was very exciting. The historical elements of many of the war movies I enjoy. Also, I like the science fiction. I like just the futuristic, and you know, many science fiction films also are action packed. So I enjoy that as well. But there's other genres I also like.
Okay, what is your favorite movie to share with others?
My favorite movie, you know, my favorite movie to share with others would have to be, honestly, the Gospel of John.
Gospel of John.
Yes.
I'm guessing that's religion reasons?
Yes, because I'm a Christian, and I love Jesus Christ, and I love to share him with other people.
Okay. That's quite a good answer. Your best comedy that you've seen?
The best comedy I have seen?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say my favorite, even though it's really cheesy, would be Dumb and Dumber. That would be my favorite.
Seems like a lot of people's favorites.
Yes, I'd say that's a classic. Although there are many I really like. You know, when I was a young guy, a buddy of mine, him and I, we went to the movies together and saw it together, and we just had an absolutely awesome time. And I think that's one of the reasons why I like it so much. It really makes me think back to when him and I were together. So that probably has a lot to do with it. That's one neat thing about movies is they can take you back to a time in your life and makes it totally unique for each person. That's what might be interesting about some of the other people that you continue to interview is just see what memories each film brings back to them. You know, because they all have unique experiences.
It's a way longer answer than I expected. All right. Best action movie.
Best action movie.
Yes.
Well, let's see. Boy, there's a lot in that genre.
Yeah, it's quite a big one.
Yeah, so let me think. One that's coming to mind quickly is Troy.
Troy?
Yeah. That was a good film. Maybe Gladiator, that was another one. That I would say it was in the action genre.
I am very entertained. All right, best military movie.
The best military movie.
Yes.
Saving Private Ryan would probably be...
I like that one, too.
That was a good movie.
Worst drama?
Worst?
Yes, worst.
Worst drama.
Yep. The absolute worst. I could name a few.
You think? Why don't you tell me a couple?
I don't know the names of them, but like... You got a lot of hate for this, but like the vampire werewolves drama thing. Yeah. I hate that.
I can't say I'm a fan of those.
Yeah. Either. Although... Yeah. I know a lot of people like them. I just...
Would you say Doctor Who falls into that range?
I would say Doctor Who is more of a sci-fi, I can see that.
I'm not a big fan of Doctor Who, although I know you are and many others are.
I like Doctor Who. But
I've never gotten into Doctor Who.
All right. Worst sci-fi.
Worst sci-fi. Oh, one of my favorite genres, too.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, I know. What's that film called? I can't remember the name of it now. Battlefield Earth. That's the
Battlefield Earth.
Yeah, it was based on a book by L. Ron Hubbard, the creator of Scientology, the religion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, I don't agree with anything he about his religion, but he did write a great book called Battlefield Earth, fantastic mm-hmm. book, and one of his followers, who is John Travolta, created a film based on that book, and it was an absolutely terrible rendition of the book, and it was it was bad acting, it was poorly executed. The book is actually probably close to 700,000-800,000 word novel. I mean, it's a big novel, and mm-hmm. they tried to cram this into 2 hours, and it was just ridiculous. And the special effects were very bad, too.
Yeah.
So,
well,
it was a big disappointment.
An actor that stands out to you.
An actor that stands out
would
be, I'd say Denzel Washington would probably be one of my favorites.
Okay.
I like almost everything he's done. Russell Crowe would be another one I really like.
Mm-hmm. If you could meet a director/actor, who would that be, and why would you want to meet him?
Let's see. I would like to meet Denzel Washington. I'd really like to meet just because he's also a Christian, which I find really interesting. It would be neat just to sit down with him and talk about some of my favorite films that he's done over the years and learn about. How he, what his thought process was. Find out maybe some of his favorite films. That would mm-hmm. be fun. As far as directors, another one I really like is who's the guy that played Richie Cunningham in Happy Days? He's a director. Ron Howard. That's who I'm thinking of. Ron Howard. Yeah, he's. I think he's a great director. He makes very realistic films, like Apollo 13. He did.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. So I would love to talk about, just talk through his creative process. And I think that would be a lot of fun to sit down and go through some of his films as well.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me interview. And
thank you.
That'll be all.
All right.
All right, Jim Bonin, thank you for letting me interview you.
You're welcome. And,
I was going to say you're a lot thinner and younger than I thought you would be, but that would be telling a lie. So, I'm a Christian myself, so I can't tell lies.
I see.
I'm going to be 100% honest.
Well, just remember that the fat old guy you see before you today is you in the future.
Don't remind me. Anywho, the next great movie podcast will be about the same thing, just be interviewing a new guest that is top secret.
You can't tell me. I was going to ask you who that's going to be, but you can't know who that is. All right. Well,
read it like everyone else.
I just have to wait.
Yep.
Okay, like everybody else. No special privileges on this podcast,
No.
Okay.
I don't know what secret's about in the Bible, but it's something. I don't know. All right. please come back to the next interview, and thank you for listening.
All right, thank you.